Yael calling any station.
Station KO4ZEW, you are full clearing.
Morning, I think I picked a bad time to throw my call out there. I was down in a dip and I missed your call, but I'm Mark and on 85 North, looks like heading towards Greenville.
Mark came to, I talked to you on his way to Birmingham a couple days ago.
Very good, I'm on my way back now, so I caught you both ways.
Hilarious. I put you a QSL card in the mail, so, yesterday. So let's see, I don't think it's going to beat you home.
Appreciate you doing that. Yeah, that's something I'll be honest, I have not done. I'm still relatively new at you, but I appreciate you doing that. I look forward to seeing it.
A long time ago, I received a QSL card out of the blue, and I was like, how fun is that? Just to get us, a surprise and a positive thing in the mail. So I ordered like 250 QSL cards and I send them out to people I talk to on the radio. I use postcard stamps instead of regular letter stamps. So it comes out about half the cost.
Yeah, so that would actually be fun to do that, and trade cards or something like that. I haven't ever gotten one before, so that'll be kind of cool to see.
Yeah, some people do the electronic QSL cards. I like the physical ones because, like I said, it's fun getting something in the mail. It kind of brightens your day. And it's sort of an old tradition. It's how you would actually confirm contact. For a long, long time, all you had was QSL cards.
I had an article on that a while back, and it said, back in the day, there were some really neat designs that people had come up with, lots of, very unique things, maybe something about where they lived or something they did, or whatever. It was kind of a
You broke up completely. No copy on that. I don't know if you're going through a dip or if you're out of range of the repeater. No copy.
And hopefully I'm coming through. I just said it's a cool thing that they used to do, and it's a shame that we don't do it more often, but I guess it's just time and money.
True. That's true. You came through full that time. It's a little something extra, but as I said, I enjoy it. So, just one of the many just little bits of ham radio that I like.
The skills that I've got to develop is the ability to remember call signs. I'm not doing so well at that, especially like right now when you're driving and don't have the ability to write anything down, key anything in. So, it's tough to, by the time I finish talking, I've already forgotten the call.
I agree. That is me majority of the time. If I'm in the car, I have to try to remember it until I can pull over or hit a stoplight or something. But if I'm mobile, it's hard to capture a call sign.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody in ham at some point, we'll watch the YouTube videos, and these guys look like they hear it, some staticky thing, and they're like, I got your call, and I'm like, man, how'd you do that? Because I can't, even when they come in clear, sometimes they have to ask for it twice.
Check into some HF net in the evening, especially the North Carolina single sideband net, and there was one time all I was able to say was good evening. And someone had actually stepped over me, and the net controller, just from me saying good evening, I had checked in enough. He was like, oh, it's Ben, KO4ZEW, got you checked in.
But I guess, you get to know voices. I get that. It's just like meetings that you're in on for work. You hear the voice, you know who it is.
I've got kind of a mixed bag of call signs and first names in my head. So when I meet somebody, I might just know them by their call sign, and that's it. So I don't have, like, one or the other that sticks very well.
I have a, I, I can't remember names of any type. It's a kind of mental impairment I have now. Once I meet somebody, I can tell you all about them. I can tell you what kind of car they drive, where they went to school, what they do, what they like for dinner. But Lord knows I can't remember their name half the time.
Most people are like that. We recognize faces, but names take a couple of repetitions.
Yes, for folks who have that, you know, just that ability to recall names, you know, especially somebody they haven't seen in a while, or, you know, met you one time, and next thing you know, you see them 6 months later, and they remember your name. That's very impressive to me, but it's not a skill I possess.
Neither. It takes me repetition, that's for sure.
I'm going to pull off here in a minute and grab a little bite to eat before I finish my trip back home. But, man, it's awesome that I caught you a second time here on the way back through. That's funny. But, and again, I'll thank you first, and thank you for the QSL card, man. That's cool. I can't wait to see it.
It is getting about that food time. So, awesome. Well, you have a good lunch and a safe trip home. And, yeah, maybe I'll catch you again some other time. I usually turn on the radio. I work from home, and when things get kind of slow, I'll just turn on the radio, and if somebody chimes in, I'll start talking. Yeah, fun to catch you there and back. So this is KO4ZEW. I will be clear on your final.
Yeah, appreciate it. It's great to meet you, and I hope you have a fantastic day. And 73s to you, and yeah, next time I'm riding through, hopefully I'll catch you. Have a great day. This is KO4EIL. I'm clear.